Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, April 27, 2015, and on today's podcast, we're going to continue our discussion of Islam and why our government will not do more to defend us against its violent nature. First, a little background. Islam began, of course, with the Prophet Muhammad, who was born in the year 570 and who died in the year 632, or approximately 600 years after the death of Jesus. Muslims believe the Quran was an auditory or audible voice directly to the Prophet Muhammad. Allah, which is Arabic for Almighty God, sent his angel Gabriel, who told the Prophet to recite. These recitations occurred over a period of many months. All of his sayings and teachings were collected and written down by his followers. After Muhammad died in 632, the Caliph Uthman collected the writings together into a definitive text and destroyed all the existing copies and collections, so only one edition remained. The recitations were arranged in surahs, which means chapters, in order of size, beginning with the longest. There was no chronological order except longest to shortest. Over the next century, other sayings and remembrances and activities of the Prophet were collected into the hadith, or traditions of Muhammad's life. Sharia, or Islamic law, developed over many years and is based on the Quran and the hadith. Sharia practice varies from country to country within the various sects of Islam. The Prophet Muhammad seems to have evolved in his efforts to spread Islam as he traveled from Mecca, where he was more peaceful in his conversion efforts, to Medina, where he was more warlike. Nevertheless, the religion spread rapidly across Arabia from the two holy cities. The king of Saudi Arabia today is referred to as the keeper or protector of the holy mosques, meaning the ones at Mecca and Medina. No infidels in the Holy Land of Arabia has been a basic tenet of Islam from the very beginning. Thus, the enmity between the strict followers of Islam and the Saud family. The Sauds rule what is now Saudi Arabia and have made room there for their American protectors. As cover for the American presence, and even before the Americans came, the Saud family has tried to appease the jihadis with billions of dollars in support, including the establishment of radical anti-Western mosques around the world. Islam sees the world as divided into three categories, depending on the relationship of those categories to Islam. Dar el-Salam, which means house of peace. This consists of countries already converted to Islam and those conquered by Islam and living under Islamic law. Examples would be Saudi Arabia, the Gulf Arab states, and Iran. Dar el-Harb, or house of darkness. Those are countries never under Islam. That would be the U.S., the United Kingdom, and China. Dar el-Jihad, or house of war. Those are countries under Islamic rule, are conquered but now lost. These must be reconquered for Allah's blessings and for Muslim honor. Examples would be Spain, Greece, and, of course, Israel. The Quran and the Hadith teach Muslims how to behave toward these divisions of the world's people. At this point, though, we have to ask ourselves, what can we do, or what should we do with people whose fighters are convinced that they are right in this struggle? They wear the white hats. They are the good guys. These people don't see their actions as evil. Their actions that amount to actions of psychotic barbarians when they kill us, they're just following the will of Allah. So how do we deal with people who believe they are offering service to God when they kill and murder? Around the world, groups of Islamists are standing to take their cue from the Islamic State. The killing of Christians is a rising trend. Islam seems to have a deep and relentless hatred for Christians and for Jews. Nobody seems to care, though. In fact, Christian persecution seems to be spreading in the West. In the very least, the faith of our fathers is pushed further and further into the shadows and often viewed as something shameful. Here's a few, just a few verses from the Quran to illustrate my point about Islam and those who will not submit to it. Surah 4:76, the true believers fight for the cause of Allah, but the infidels fight for idols. Fight then against the friends of Satan. Surah 9:5, when the sacred months are over, slay the idolaters wherever you find them, arrest them, besiege them, and lie in ambush everywhere for them. Surah 9:122, believers make war on the infidels who dwell around you. Surah 2:191, kill the disbelievers wherever we find them. Surah 9:5, fight and slay the infidels, seize them, beleaguer them, and lie in wait for them in every stratagem. Well, that's enough of that, folks. You get the idea. Finally, it's a very dangerous time to be a Christian or a Jew in this world. Isn't it high time we started taking these people seriously? Our government should defend us, not just from their violence, but also from the constant barrage of terroristic propaganda coming toward us from Islam. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.